This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. If you started reading the book of Genesis, let me give you a practical principle you'll find throughout the book. Keep it in mind as you read. Have you ever said, "Oh no, I knew this would happen"? Was it said in an attitude of disgust when everything seemed to go wrong? I have. While reading Genesis, I discovered God is involved in the events of my life. He providentially governs and guides men and their circumstances to fulfill His purposes. God's providence is seen in the lives of every major character in Genesis, in the whole Bible for that matter. Joseph is one example. In his life, almost everything went wrong. He, however, trusted God to work it out for good in the end. He was not disappointed, nor will we be if we learn to believe God will fulfill His purpose and plan in our lives, even when things seem to go wrong. The verse that best captures the providence of God is what Joseph said to his brothers when they feared he would repay them for the evil they did to him by selling him into slavery. He declared in Genesis 50:20, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." The New Testament equivalent is Romans 8:28. We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Keep God's providence in mind as you read Genesis, and you'll have your faith enriched by observing how God faithfully fulfills His plan. If you have any questions along this journey, why don't you email me, ludgoltz@outlook.com.